Let's learn one more thing about hospital employees, and that is performance appraisal in hospital. Recognition and advancement. These are some of the basic human aspirations. A proper system which caters for those aspirations is going to motivate a person to provide better output. On the other hand, if there is absence of such a system, it will lead to frustration, disappointment and lethargy, which results in deterioration of performance. The success and efficiency of any organization depends to a large extent on how these basic requirements are taken care of, and for that the system of performance appraisal and performance management system is very essential. So let's have the learning objectives of performance appraisal. The first and foremost is the need and purpose of performance appraisal in a hospital setting. How performance appraisal is conducted. Components of performance appraisal, like self-appraisal, that means a person himself is going to appraise his own performance. Team appraisal, and of course the immediate superior is going to appraise, and there are newer methods of 360 degree appraisal and what not. And the techniques of performance appraisal per se will look. To introduce the topic, performance appraisal is a structured event which is based on job description and performance appraisal form. So one should first know the job description, whereby one knows exactly what is expected out of him, and a standard is kept, what is expected to be done during the next year, and hence one can see the difference between actual performance and what was expected and the standard was kept. So that will be taken care of by filling the appraisal form. An ongoing process of evaluating the employee performance is performance appraisal. Flippo is one of the HR experts, a well-known expert, who has given the definition of performance appraisal as systematic, periodic, that means at regular intervals, and impartial rating of an employee's excellence in matters pertaining to his present job and his potential for a better job in future. So this way Flippo has told us about performance appraisal, where it's a matter of doing something systematically, periodically, at regular intervals, and which tells us about the performance excellence of a person during the year, as well as it tells us about the potential for future. Performance management, on the other hand, is the process of identifying, measuring, managing and developing the performance of human resources in an organization. So performance appraisal is ultimately a part of performance management system. Why we should appraise the performance of a person? One is, from a practical point of view, most employers still base pay and promotion, transfer, layoff, termination decisions based on employees' performance appraisal. If the employee's performance appraisal says that he is excellent in his work, he has far excellent, he has far exceeded the expectations of what he was supposed to do or the objectives that were kept for him, naturally he will be rated much higher, and hence he will be given maybe double increment, or maybe if the higher management feels suitable, he can be even promoted. Or based on the competencies that we have discussed during the performance appraisal, if we feel that it is better that he can be transferred to some other department where his skills will be utilized better, it can help in even transfer. or if somebody's performance is comparatively less, seniority was too much, and if based on seniority you are going to lay off somebody who is beyond 52, then you may do that. Or if you want to terminate a person because of very poor performance, that also will be available from the performance appraisal. So appraisals play an integral part in the employee's performance, employer's performance management process, because periodic review of this performance is going to help translate the employer's strategic goals into specific employee's goals. Finally, whatever employer or the top management of the hospital is going to have strategic goals for the hospital, that will be converted into the objectives of the employee to be achieved for the next year, whereby ultimately the hospital's goals can be achieved. Appraisals lets the boss and the subordinate develop a plan for correcting any deficiencies, whatever was the standard and whatever is the actual performance that has been observed. The gap between the two tells us what are the deficiencies, so that can be corrected once we have known that at the end of the year when we have done performance appraisal. And to reinforce the things the subordinate does right, and if we have found some of the things the subordinate has done absolutely perfectly well, then we can reinforce that. It's a kind of positive reinforcement that can be given to the employee so that he does further better in the same way. Appraisals serve a useful career planning purpose. They provide an opportunity to review the employee's career plans in light of his or her exhibited strengths and weaknesses. So, performance appraisal can also help us for career plan of the employee. It also validates the selection process. If a new employee has been recruited and selected, and if at the end of the year when we do the performance appraisal and find that he is an excellent person for our organization, it means that the selection that we have done was right. So it is a kind of true positive thing that has occurred. It also motivates the employees by providing feedback to them. As we have seen, everybody has got aspiration for recognition and advancement, and this recognition can be achieved by when you are going to give him feedback as a superior, so that he'll come to know that they are appreciating us for what we are doing. So it will motivate the employee by getting the feedback. Now, some of the objectives of performance appraisal, as we have seen, one can elaborate little further. Promotion and transfer, already we have seen. Then it can also determine the wage increase. If his performance is very good, it can call for maybe double increment or even the increase in the basic wage. It will also tell us the deficiencies between what were the standards and actual, and help us in sending him for some training and development programs in the performance appraisal, based on the performance appraisal. It informs the employees where they stand. So an employee come to know exactly how is his performance during that particular year and where he stands by getting the feedback from the immediate superior. Supervisors also know their employees if this exercise is done. Otherwise, somebody has worked excellently during the first 3 months in one or two incidences, he forgets at the end of the year. But if this process is there, he has to remember that, he has to note down and then give this feedback to him. Performance research, it also helps us in doing some research work regarding performance of employees of the hospital. One should remember that one should be very objective while doing the performance appraisal, and one should do it accurately. It's how you can find out that accurate performance appraisal is done. First and foremost, it should be valid. That means it should be a factual measure that measures the process that you wanted to exactly measure, rather than anything else. Secondly, it should be reliable. That means consistent. When you go on doing it today, and maybe after 2 weeks also, if you try to recollect and do it again for some or the other reason, it should be consistently giving you the same rating. It should be acceptable, that is, it should be done in such a way that the employee also accepts it. He feels that there is no subjective bias in that. It should be satisfactory or appropriate to the people who must use it, and it should be feasible. It should be specific, something which is explicitly identified and told to the patient, rather than a general remark that this time you have not done that well. Because here you are supposed to tell the incidences at what particular time, what was your behavior, what was the consequence of that, and how it has not achieved the objective that was set for you. It's based on mission and objectives of the hospital to get the goals of the hospital, which has been percolated down as per requirement of the hospital based on the type of job that person is doing. It should be helpful for creating the objectives of that particular person. So let's understand what are the steps in appraisal process. First, one should define the job, which means you should make sure and your subordinate should agree on his or her duties and job standards that you are putting forward. So always performance appraisal objectives are set, or KRAs are set, between the immediate superior and the subordinate in a joint process. So you define the job exactly what is supposed to be achieved by him jointly. At the same time, you keep standards and weightage in front of that so that he knows clearly what is expected out of him. Appraising performance means comparing your subordinate's actual performance to the standards that have been set. This usually involves some type of rating form. So at the end of the year, when you are appraising, you are measuring actually what has done and where the standards were kept, which are in front of you, which was kept at the beginning of the year, and then comparing both and finding out where is the deficiency or at what rating can be given to him, and providing feedback based on that. You give him the feedback and discuss the subordinate's performance and progress and make plan for any development if required. So these are the three steps: define the job, appraise the performance, and provide feedback. So now, who should be the person who is appraising this? Appraising can be done by either immediate supervisor, it can be by peer appraisals, it can be rating committee, it can be self-rating, it can be appraisals by subordinates, or 360 degree appraisal. Now, key elements of performance appraisals are, first and foremost, you should measure, because initially you are having the objectives to be kept for the subordinate, which are measurable. Basically speaking, what we say, objectives. Objectives should be always SMART, that is specific, measurable, achievable, relevant or realistic, as well as time bound. When it is specific, measurable, that means it's the objective is properly made. So when you have kept some measurable item for that person, which is quantifiable, and at the end of the year, for that whatever standard you have kept, that suppose he is a salesman, you say that in 1 year he is supposed to sell 2000 numbers of a product A, and if he has sold 2200, that means he is slightly excelled his target that was given to him. So what is actual and what was the standard kept, that can be compared. So measurement is the first thing. After that, you can give him the feedback that yes, you have slightly increased your target. If you were at target, you would have been average, but this is slightly above average, you can say. But if you would have sold at least 3000, then it would be excellent. So feedback can be given based on this. If he has done, say, 2800, it is more or less above average and very good, then you can say that yes, keep up like this for the next year also, and this is how you can give him positive reinforcement. it can also help in exchange of views. Suppose he has sold only 1800 instead of 2000, and there was some solid reason behind it. There was some substitute which has come, and that's why, which was cheaper, maybe from China or maybe from some other company, and then that was the reason why he was not able to sell that. Then you can exchange the views, what can be done for the next year and how it can be improved, or how we can modify our product if required. And both of them should come to an agreement at the end of the session that this is the right path to follow for the next year. And these are the corrections which are needed, and one can send them for the training program. So an important aspect of that is self-appraisal also. However, self-appraisal is important only for the middle management, higher management people. It is not good for workers or the first rank of supervisors. So most appropriate for high level technical employees, professionals, supervisors and managers form exchange during performance interview. Transforms appraisal activity into more participative activity and may be supplemented by team appraisal. Even nowadays many of the works are done in a team, so only individual appraisal is not good enough, and in that case team appraisal may be done apart from self-appraisal. Some of the modern methods of performance appraisal are 360 degree appraisal, which is being used in Reliance and some of the other company and maybe some of the multinational hospitals. 360 degree appraisals are powerful developmental method where subordinate appraisals are also taken into consideration. It augments traditional process and can be used as a standalone development method. 360 degree appraisal involves appraisee receiving feedback from people which may be named or anonymous, whose views are considered helpful and relevant. The feedback is typically provided on a form showing job skills, his abilities, his attitudinal aspect and behavioral criteria, and some sort of scoring or value judgment system is there. The appraisee should also assess themselves using the same feedback form. So 360 degree appraisal will be done by his subordinate, by his peers, by his customers, by his suppliers, by the immediate superior, by the next superior, so on and so forth. Wherever it is coming into contact and getting the service from that person. So 360 degrees respondents can be appraisers, peers, upline manager, executives, subordinate staff, team members, other staff, customers, suppliers, anyone who comes into contact with the appraisee and has opinions or views or reactions onto the appraisee. So let's understand about the various performance appraisal methods. There are many types of performance appraisal methods. It can be based on job results, what were the results of the job that was given to him. It can be in an essay form, essay method. It can be mixed standard scales. It can be force distribution curve. It can be graphic rating scale. It can be behavioral checklist. It can be behaviorally anchored rating scales, BARS in short, and based on objectives, so management by objectives, MBO. We'll go into details in each of them. So job results. Although it is not an appraisal method per se, job results are in themselves a source of data that can be used to appraise the performance of a person. Typically, the employee's results are compared against some objective standard of the performance which may have been kept at the beginning. So the results indexes are often used for appraisal purpose. If an employee's job has measurable results, definitely it will help us in much better way. So job results indexes are volume of sales, like what was the volume of sales that salesperson has done, whether it was say 2000 number of product A and 1000 number of product B, or whether it is 500 of each, so volume of sales, quantity as well as quality of the work produced by him. So whether the customer satisfaction was there, by the feedback given by the customers that it was really very of high quality and they were very satisfied with the person or not, So, any rejections were there or not, all these things job results will tell us, and that in part will tell us the appraisal about that person. Results indexes such as turnover, absenteeism, grievances, profitability and production rates can be used to evaluate the performance of organization units, and the people involved in that can be appraised based on this. Now, essay method, it involves evaluator's written report appraising the employee's performance. Usually it is in terms of job behaviors and or the results of the job. The subject of an essay appraisal is often justification of pay, promotion or termination decisions. Normally, whenever a subordinate is recommended for promotion, the immediate superior is usually writing the performance of this person in an essay form, saying that he is got this qualifications, this many years of experience, the last promotion he has got was on this date, which was around 3 years back or 2 years back, and the present his performance is par excellent, and consistently last 2 years or 3 years his performance is very, very good, and he has got a potential to work in these areas for the future also, and hence I recommend him for promoting to the next stage. So this is how an essay form performance appraisal can be written for promotion, or if you want to terminate a person because of very poor performance, that also may be in the essay form. Or if you want to justify his pay raise, which can be maybe double the basic pay or 1.5 times the basic pay if you want to do it from this year, so that also will be done in essay method. Since essay appraisal are to a large extent unstructured, there are no structured formats for that, and usually it is going to be open-ended. Lack of standardization is a major problem in this kind of performance appraisal method. And secondly, there can be subjective evaluation bias, and discrimination may be done by the immediate superior for some people because probably they are doing their personal work or some other reason may be there. Mixed standard scales, they contain statements representing good, average and poor performance based on behavioral examples obtained from knowledgeable persons, usually supervisors, and evaluator's task is to indicate whether an employee either fits the statement, is better than the statement or worse than the statement. This mixed standard scales has 9 statements. 3 of each of the 3 dimensions used, that is the dimensions are like, you know, good for good, average or very good or like that. Statements in mixed standard scales are randomly mixed, tending to reduce rater errors by making it less obvious which statements reflect effective or ineffective performance. Now, these are the examples of how these mixed standard scales are there. He is on good terms with everyone. Can get along with people even in disagreement. So, I agree to disagree in a way, and this is how he gets along with people. Employee's work is spotty, sometimes being alright and sometimes not. So, everywhere you are supposed to write across that whether he is poor, good, very good, like that. Could be more accurate and careful, has a tendency to get into unnecessary conflicts with people. He is quick and efficient, able to keep work on schedule, really gets going on a new task. The accuracy of employee's work is satisfactory, is not often that you find clear evidence of carelessness. Gets along with most people, only very occasionally has conflicts with others on the job, and these are likely to be minor. He is efficient enough, usually getting through assignments and work in reasonable time. His work is strikingly in its accuracy, never any evidence of carelessness in it. There is some lack of efficiency on employee's part. Employee may take too much time to complete assignment and sometimes does not really finish them. So this is a kind of questions which the immediate superior is supposed to answer, and one can get the assessment of the performance of this person based on this, which are randomly written so that there is no personal bias, and if He is just doing it just for the sake of doing it, without properly looking at the questions and answering it with complete truth. It will be easily caught by the HR person. Then comes post distribution method, which is one of the very commonly used in many of the larger organizations. Here, post distribution is a form of comparative evaluation in which an evaluator rates subordinates according to a specified distribution. Unlike ranking method, post distribution is frequently applied to several rather than only one component of job performance. Use of post distribution method is demonstrated by a manager who is told that he or she must rate the subordinates according to the distribution given like this. That 10% he has to say that they are poor. 20% he has to say that they are below average. 40% he has to say that these are average. 20% he has to say they are above average. And 10% he has to say that they are excellent. Now, suppose there are 10 people under him, then he has to rate one person as poor, one person as excellent, four people as average, two people as above average, and two people as below average. There are some advantages to this method and disadvantages to this method also. It's also known as a bell curve method. Now imagine, this will prevent the bias of a person to rate everybody very strictly, saying that everybody is rating 2 or 3. Or if somebody is playing a safe game and he is saying that everybody is average, that also can be removed by this post distribution. Or somebody is very lenient and he says that everybody is very good or excellent. So these can be prevented by applying this kind of post distribution curve. However, at times, if the 10 people working under the superior, they are having different kinds of duties, it is very difficult to compare these people and tell one person is absolutely poor. It is possible that under a manager, one supervisor is there who is handling 10 subordinates who are on contract labor or casual labors, who are very rude, some of them are alcoholic, their work he has to do at times. But this fellow is comparatively having little bit of less of presentation skills, or he doesn't show off too much about his work. At times the manager may feel that his performance is not all that good, and then he will rate him as one or poor, which is not the right way. On the contrary, he is a hard worker, sincere, honest, getting the work done from such people who are difficult nuts to crack. At times their work he is doing, and in fact those people who are in unionized cadre probably are going to get 40,000 or 50,000 as the bonus, which compulsorily they will get, because there is nothing like performance appraisal or performance linked pay there. But will this fellow, because he is rated poor by the manager, because as compared to him others are little bit more showing off, and then their work seems to be little on a higher grade, that they are lab technicians or social workers and all that, what will happen to this person's morale? Because then he is rated one, he won't get increment, he won't get bonus, and how he will be motivated in that case? And how you can say that he is poor? In fact, he is very good employee otherwise. So this is the way the method of appraisal here in post distribution curve may be something which is not the right way to assess the subordinates when they are doing different kinds of work. It is easy for, say, if there are 10 salesmen under one manager, and then if he compares the standard given to them and then see how they have performed. So if all 10 people have been given that you are supposed to sell 1,000 product in a month, and if one person has sold only 100, one person has sold 200, one person has sold 500, one person has sold 1,000, one person has sold 1,200, and the quality of the products was same, nobody has returned the products that was sold, then you can say that okay, one who has sold only 100 will be poor and one who has sold 1,200 will be excellent. But this is very, very difficult to get in a real situation. And hence this method may not be always useful. In fact, it can create demotivation for certain people.